It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. A new investigation finds rules around insurance for app-based rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft leave New Yorkers uniquely vulnerable if there's a crash. Jesse Coburn is a reporter with the news site Streets Blog, and he joins us now via Skype to explain. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.
Jesse, this is about the amount of liability insurance that drivers who are licensed to pick up fares for Uber and Lyft in New York City are required to carry. And as with anything involving insurance regulations, it's pretty complicated. But can you break it down for us briefly?
Sure. Uber and Lyft drivers in New York City have to be licensed by the Taxi and Limousine Commission, and they are required to carry the same levels of insurance as other for-hire vehicle drivers, which means $100,000 in liability insurance per person injured or killed in a crash. In the rest of New York State, Uber and Lyft drivers that are engaged in prearranged trips, which means from the moment they've accepted a ride to the moment a passenger exits a vehicle, have to carry $1.25 million in liability insurance. So there's a big disparity there.
So if you are hit by a driver who lives in the city, your award would be much lower?
Yes. So the same sort of crash could result in dramatically different levels of compensation awarded to a crash victim, depending on where that crash took place. And, you know, it's an especially acute problem for New York City because the risk of getting hit by a car in the city while on foot or bike is much higher than it is anywhere else in the state. I think it's twice as high as the rest of the state. What this means basically is if you get catastrophically injured by an Uber or Lyft driver in the city, that there might not be sufficient insurance there to compensate you for your losses.
The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission regulates for-hire cars. Why did the TLC allow city drivers to carry low liability insurance like this? So how did this happen?
The TLC minimum insurance requirements for for-hire vehicles haven't changed in more than 20 years. And when they were last raised in the 90s, late 90s, I believe, it was a huge fight to make that happen. So they just haven't changed in a long time, even as the cost of medical care has skyrocketed. So when Uber and Lyft came on the scene, I think around 2012, Uber launched in New York City. The Taxi and Limousine Commission required drivers on those platforms to carry the same levels of insurance as other for-hire vehicle drivers, yellow cabs, et cetera. And, you know, this was seen as a pretty aggressive regulatory move on the part of the city elsewhere, because, you know, in the city, Uber and Lyft drivers have to get TLC license plates, TLC licenses, et cetera. But when Uber and Lyft wanted to expand upstate and on Long Island, New York State, the legislature required drivers on those platforms to be insured up to $1.25 million when they are carrying a passenger. However, the state legislature exempted New York City from those requirements, which is why this disparity exists.
What about the companies themselves? What about Uber and Lyft? How much are they liable for? Do they fill in any of the gaps here?
It appears that both Uber and Lyft carry supplemental liability insurance for trips in the city. Certainly Uber does. Lyft wouldn't confirm that, but I believe that's the case. And as Uber told me, this supplemental insurance kind of closes the gap between the different liability insurance requirements in and outside of the city. However, court records make clear that when a crash victim brings a lawsuit against Uber or Lyft seeking compensation for their injuries, that the companies typically argue in court that they are not liable for those injuries because the drivers are independent contractors, not employees.
And how are those cases resolved?
It seems that typically when a seriously injured person brings a credible lawsuit against the companies, that the companies reach settlements with the crash victims that come with pretty strict non-disclosure agreements. So it's hard to get a sense of how much financial responsibility the companies are actually taking for injuries caused by drivers on their platforms.
Is there a way to bring parity between app-based drivers inside and outside the city that wouldn't also make it so that yellow cab drivers have to pay way more in insurance? How do other cities handle this?
It's a tricky situation. The Taxi and Limousine Commission could certainly increase its minimum insurance requirements for for-hire vehicles. But as you mentioned, that would probably be pretty unpopular with, you know, for-hire vehicle drivers themselves, because the TLC, and this is also something that's unique to the situation in New York City, requires the drivers themselves to pay for their own car insurance, which I think can run around $7,000 a year. In the rest of New York State, the state permits Uber and Lyft themselves to pay for this car insurance. So an Uber driver on Long Island pays nothing for the insurance covering them. So it would be incredibly complicated, but a possible solution is to raise the requirement in the city and allow Uber and Lyft to pay for that insurance themselves instead of making the drivers do it.
Do you see that solution coming down the road?
Mayor de Blasio has said this week that our story raises a concern for him about this issue. He has promised to look into it further and say something more about it. The chair of the Senate Insurance Committee also said he would be looking into it. So it could be that there will be changes on this in the future, but so far, nothing is certain.
Okay, Jesse Coburn, a reporter with the news site Streets Blog. Thanks for joining us, Jesse.
Thanks so much for having me.